Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yo, why do you think they call it a love seat? God damn!
Futon panini dick press! Ha!
Are we live?
We are L-I-V-E, live. Live. Coming to you live. Are we?
No, we're not live. Never mind. We're only live once a month on Patreon.
It's live to me. I'm a live audience.
We do have an audience.
Dude, we do. It's the about first
Gabe
time I thought.
Gabe is our audience.
Gabe, you have a good time doing this podcast?
Yeah, I have a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. But cool, now man. It feels like a lot of pressure because now I feel like I need to like
laugh. Bitch. Yeah. How do you feel about people with shitty laughs?
Well, I don't have the greatest laugh. My laugh is very divisive. It's either like people fuck with it heavy or they want to shoot me.
Seems sarcastic a little.
I get that.
It almost seems like, you're like, what did I do to piss you off? You're like, no, man, you're hilarious. You're like, no, you want to kill me? No, I think you're fucking hilarious. Okay, man, put the spork down, all right? Who's the first person to make a spork? Genius.
Jews.
You think?
Yeah.
Probably.
Dude, they're very, very inventive people we are.
The spork. Well, is it a lazy thing or is it an inventive thing? I think it's a great invention.
It is a great invention. Is it lazy though?
I use sporks as a spoon part. It's probably like 80-20% a spoon versus fork.
Well, yeah, nobody uses a fork. You can't use it to eat spaghetti.
Then what's it for? Just breaking shit up?
But that's what I mean. So what is it for?
It's a spoon with a bayonet.
That's it. Okay, Civil War.
Spork is just a spoon with a bayonet.
But then what do you... Oh, I guess if you're eating like a... Okay.
It's to like fruit salad. It's like to break shit up.
Fruit salad?
You can eat fruit salad with a chopstick. All you need is something to...
Yo, but you ever try to eat fruit salad? You try to get like a grape? Sometimes you can't get it with a spoon. Sometimes you gotta... Yeah.
You do have to get in there.
Yeah.
Also, cantaloupe, honeydew.
Are those two different things?
Yes.
Cantaloupe and honeydew.
One's like a greenish tint.
Okay.
And then cantaloupes are like a...
Oranges.
Like a nut from an orange starburst.
That's a fruit you can fuck.
Cantaloupe?
Yeah, you ever see the inside? It sort of looks like a vagina already.
Yo.
Guava? Guava is a vagina.
Guava? Really?
I don't know. It looks. Don't you cut it open? It looks like a vagina?
They're very small.
Guava?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm
fucking banging your hand. We go right through it.
Maybe I'm thinking about a papaya.
What is the difference between a guava and a papaya?
I don't even think they know.
If you told me a drink that was like, which one is a guava, which one a papaya, I'd be like, Hawaii? Question mark?
It's the same thing.
I don't know. I don't know.
You give me a blind taste test, same thing.
Yeah, why is there so many different variations of apples, though?
Sour apples?
The straight red ones, like those cartoon-ass looking ones?
Ew.
Trash.
Why? Here's a question. How come we just started bringing apples to teachers? If a fucking student brought me an apple, make it a candy apple. You like caramel candy apples?
Love them.
Oh, the candied ones, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Great.
What is it?
I think it's like a sugary Laffy Taffy kind of type shell.
Yeah, it's like a Starburst. That's an idea. You put Starburst around an apple.
Starburst.
I just realized that I think I was with you in 7-Eleven. I realized that they have all pink ones.
Yeah, they do.
I just
capitalized. It's great.
Huh.
It's a great idea.
How come they don't have all... Are you pinks or reds, guy?
I like both.
If you had to choose, gun to your head, pinks or reds?
Red.
Red, really?
It's more... I think it's more a little more potent. It's more a little tang to the bite. I think it's a little more sharp.
Wow. Only pink's one red. Candy the rest of your life.
Oh, fuck. It's got to be either Sour Patch Kids or Skittles.
Wow. Sour Patch is a really good one.
I can go to town on some Sour Patch. Probably Sour Patch, actually.
I didn't think I was a Sour Patch or like sour type person until we had those gummy worms in the studio.
Oh my god.
Trolley,
those things. Addicting, bro.
I'm still going Reese's Pieces though. If I'm going gun to my head, candy the rest of my life.
But if it's hot out, you don't want chocolate. I feel like gummies are good whenever. Cold, hot, regardless. You got cotton mouth that kind of like salivates it, gets all that. that shit flowing in your
That's
mouth.
That's true. It's also, sour candy's not like, if you go like chocolate, it's like borderline a meal.
Yeah.
If you eat Reese's Pieces, like you better be hungry.
Reese's Pieces is good to like taper yourself off if you don't want to binge candy. Because if I got a bag of those sour gummy worms and I'm editing, fuck.
Gone.
I'm going to town. But chocolate, you have a couple Doves and you're like, ah, how many fucking inspirational quotes can I eat before I realize I'm a piece of shit?
Also, real quick, speaking about Dove, Dove soap and Dove chocolate.
Are they the same?
No. But how the fuck did that happen? How did that happen? How did that?
Don't they have similar writing?
Yeah, dude, the logo is the same.
Are we sure it's not the same thing?
It's, well, I mean, once, oh, same company, you mean?
Yeah.
No, different companies.
Really?
Yeah, different companies. How the fuck did they go with that trademark shit?
That's crazy. The only difference, I thought that it was the same company, but the only difference is that the actual bird in the logo on one of the birds is over the V, and on the other logo, it's over the O.
Who came first?
The chicken.
The dove or the dove?
That's a good question. I'll find out.
Doves are just elegant ass birds, right? That sucks. They're only at funerals, though. Funerals are magic tricks.
Magic tricks.
Those are the only jobs they can
have. How many doves have died because of magic? Like dead.
Oh my God. There's also a video online somewhere. They release a dove at a funeral. It's very sad. And then the dove flies away and gets hit by a car immediately. It's either by a car or another bird like attacks it. But that's crazy. The only two jobs you can have as a dove is working funerals or being a magic trick.
Or be a chocolate bar. What if you found out that there's dove, actual dove in dove chocolate bars?
Remember when there was a time and period, oh God, that wasn't a sentence.
I mean, we got it.
Time and period. There's a period in time
there you go.
When people would just put like severed fingers in chili, like Wendy's chili, and be like, there's a thumb in my chili. And try to just sue them for $10 million.
What?
Yeah, I remember. It was after, because someone successfully sued McDonald's for the coffee being super hot, and then people got all the ideas of like
bro, there was like a big ass Wendy's one where somebody like they put in a thumb that they just had laying around. First of all, no red flags on that. When they went to go pay and they couldn't hold the change, they had to hold it like it's bird seed, you know, crumbling up their hands. They didn't have a thumb, and they're like, there's a thumb in my chili.
You cutting your thumb off for $10 million?
Yeah,
gone.
Yeah.
You know that the hand's done.
No.
You ever try to do something without a motherfucking thumb?
You got $10 million.
I guess you could finger. You could finger with no thumb.
What? You could do shit. You just have to have your other hand steadily.
You
open.
Can't do anything, dude. You can't play golf. You can't play tennis. You can't play any sports. Maybe basketball.
I mean, my life would be the exact same.
Hilarious. You know, it would be kind of maybe hard to type. You couldn't do any internet shit? Oh.
Yeah, but you're $10 million.
No thumbs? How you going to use your phone? Mr. Internet?
Right hand.
Just all right hand?
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
Actually, that would suck. You'd have to type like a fucking, you know, people type with their glasses on their nose on the very tip. Do this shit right
here. Yeah.
You a librarian?
Let's talk about that. Just put them on your fucking face. Why do you have to lean up?
Is that an angle thing?
But just put them on your... Is it what is it if we're short-sighted?
It looks like you're about to. No. Because you're just. Shit. I can't see the QWERTY keys.
Crap. That, dude. This is girl recently that I. Like, I'm such a visual person. I had to turn the lights on to come. The lights were off somehow. excuse me. We got in my room very quickly, and there was. I didn't turn the lights on. I usually turn the lights on, but I couldn't come.
The holes are in the dark.
There was holes in the dark, yeah. Well, there was a hole in the dark.
So you couldn't... Well, all right.
Okay.
So you were hitting.
Yeah.
And you couldn't nut because you just wanted to see it.
I need to see the body in the face and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got to get some good mood lighting.
Oh, I have mood lighting, but I didn't...
Oh!
Well, who you think I am? I'm a full-ass adult. I hit him with the Alexa, turn the lights on, bitch.
Yeah, but is it like... what does it do? Just dim it?
No, I mean, initially there was no lights on, but if I hit him with Alexa, it's not lights on. I have this little side lamp that's like an industrial feel. Side lamp that's like on my headboard, and it's not too bright, but it's bright enough to see the tits.
Sex when it's too bright. If you're too early on in a relationship, it's,
I don't want to
What
HD?
Do I look at? I'm sorry.
Guys, this is a basketball game?
Counting the speck on the ceiling?
God.
Let me know when you're done.
Yeah, dude.
I finished an hour ago.
Yeah, that beginning shit. When you, the build up, when there's a girl you really like and there's like a build up before sex, that's when you nut quick.
The foreplay.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you were like dating a girl for 2, 3, 4 weeks, and with your girlfriend, you didn't have sex for like 14 years.
I don't want to talk about it, all right? But if you go to the Patreon, I did. Yeah. Whatever, dude. We met a couple years ago, and then it escalated, and, you know.
It's a long, involved thing. If you want to listen to the really whole thing, is. It's go on Patreon. But
it frustrates. I think everybody listening. Be like, well, how do you not? What do you know?
Oh, I know.
I was so shocked that first time after such a long buildup of, like, talking on and off.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like the second my dick came out of the Fruit of Loom boxes wasn't just like, oh.
Oh yeah. That was my point. There's so many times, like, if there's a big buildup, mm-hmm. come so fast. I got to turn the lights off. I got to close my eyes. I got to think about Roger Rabbit, some weird shit. I got to think about a dove getting run over by a Nissan Maxima. This is weird shit. What is a dove? Is a dove like just a pigeon with a tuxedo on?
I think so. It's a pigeon that drinks LaCroix, I think.
So the Dove chocolate bar was only introduced in 1990.
Fuck really? You.
Mm-hmm. How do you start a chocolate company? I'm starting a chocolate company. What's it called? Dove. Like the soap? Yeah. All right. That ain't going to work.
Yeah. I mean, what?
Fast forward 30 years later. What's up, bitch? Well, I was wrong.
That's crazy. 1990. It's 30 years ago. What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Dude. Yeah. But how do you? It's funny that when you're like, I'm going to start a company like that. That seems insane. To start like
a chocolate company?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Well, it's also interesting because like almost every company could be laughable in the beginning. Like, I remember my roommate in Santa Monica wanted to start a shark tooth necklace company. It's just like 2017,
2018. No. He's got to go. He's got to go. What type of fucking nerd version says that he wants to do a shark tooth? If you're listening, dude, I think I'm you're very nice.
Me and my other roommate would just be like, is it fucking on? Is this serious?
Yeah.
But the fucked up part is, obviously, it's like, we're like, what an idiot, fucking idiot, blah, blah, blah. But like, shit like that does pop randomly for no reason. Like, he could just do it. Remember, have you seen those like beat bracelets everybody wears and they got like a blue stone on it or some shit?
Yeah, in the middle of the thing. Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Or like, what's those motherfucking, what's those bands people used to wear at the mall and they like level you out?
Oh, like the magnetic.
Those are so funny, yeah.
But like, somebody started all these companies and to one point, everybody's like, that's fucking dumb. And then like, a shark tooth necklace isn't the dumbest thing, but it's pretty dumb. But it could, for some weird ass reason, pop off because Kylie Jenner wore it.
That's what I was gonna say. If you get the right person to put it on, you're good.
You could sell anything.
But there's so many. I mean, like Burt's Bees. Come on, bro. You're gonna walk into Wells Fargo and be like, I need a loan for a company. What's the name? Burt's Bees. Fuck you. New name. Burt's Bees. Have you seen Burt's Bees?
Yeah.
That guy looks like a prospector.
Oh, the dude.
Yeah.
This
guy looks like a homeless Santa Claus.
I mean, I feel like it was a cover-up for him just wanting to have so many bees around him all the time.
I think
I get stung in the dick.
Yeah, I mean, dude, anyone who like likes animals a little too much, I'm like, bro, what's going on, dude?
Yeah.
This guy that might be, whatever, he might listen, whatever, I don't care.
What?
Just whatever.
Carol Baskin?
Okay, that's better. I don't need to call anyone out in my personal life. Carol Baskin, she's fucking animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one loves animals that much.
Did you see the cameo she did recently?
Yes, best thing I've ever seen.
It is so funny. I want to have the husband on the podcast. That pussy must be insane.
You talking about the cats?
No, Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin must have that fucking Baskin Robbins down there, that 31 flavors of ass. There's no way.
She's
no way. That man wakes up and he's like, this is love.
Let me ask you a question.
I feel like he fucks with a gun to the back of his head.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, but like,
You think that he could do better? If he doesn't continue with Carol Baskin, he's gonna end up with something plastic. This dude is not happy. Like, he's happy that she's alive.
Yeah,
that's it. Have you seen him?
Oh, yeah, he might just be so like unapologetically just like in love that like he just doesn't even care what he looks like.
Yeah, he looks like he looks like a biology teacher.
Yeah.
Like, he's not, they're both not all the way there. They're right. Both chemically
that
imbalanced.
That video is just a masterpiece of just the awkwardness and...
Like, how upset is 50 Cent?
Boy.
Did you watch the whole thing? They start singing...
Oh, at the end.
It's your birthday. Go, shawty. It's your birthday.
That song should never be fully enunciated. Go Sharty. It is your birthday. We're gonna party like it's no.
Dude, it's just wow. I can't picture them having sex real quick. You think he beats it down?
He must. Maybe he got that Tiger King. Fuck.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest though. He looks a little lanky. He's got a big ass nose. I think he's got a big ass.
We're talking about noses having dongs. Squidward probably packing, but he always wore a shirt with no bottoms.
That's why he's packing.
What?
Where's his dick?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, what
in
if
the dark?
I mean, have you seen a Swiss Army knife?
Or true. Yeah. Also, but like when you be in middle school and get those random ass boners, you flip them in the waistband.
Yep.
Maybe he's flipping in his shirt.
He might be flipping. Do you remember when you used to do a flip during like dances? You do a flip. And then the girl would still dance with you and still, and she
you do it during the dances.
Oh, I'd be getting hard.
No, yeah, everybody, every seventh grader in the world.
Hard.
Second girl's like, fruit punch. I was like, guava, Tropicana. Yeah, but I just let it ride, you know, just like let it squirt, skate, squirt, squeak.
What, you didn't do the flip?
No.
You didn't do the flip?
Not if I'm getting grinded on.
Oh my God. If I don't
the
do the flip.
I'm doing the flip for?
If I don't do the flip, I'm going to come. I'm a straight.
I don't even know if I got a nut yet.
Dude, I'm a straight.
How old were you when you got your first nut?
I remember the first time I came. They're coming soon. I remember when I came the first time, it was nothing. Nothing came out. It was just
really?
Poop.
Yeah,
you ever seen those things that clean computer keyboards? That's what came out.
You ever turn those upside down though?
No.
Really? Have you ever you never turned the computer? The icy like the opposite, like all this like frost comes out.
Really?
It's like freezing. It's like liquid ice. What's that shit called? Nitrogen ice?
Nitrogen.
What's
no.
the ice called?
Liquid ice. Dry ice.
Ooh,
we got it.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. Huh?
How old were you in the first time it like came out?
Stuff came out?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I was pretty young.
23?
I was probably like, maybe fifth grade.
Really?
Yeah, fourth, fifth grade.
Fourth?
Oh, dude, I was.
You were nothing in fourth grade.
I had older friends, man. I was watching like softcore porn when I was in like fourth grade. That was like, yeah. Why do you think I like feet, dude? You know what I mean? This didn't come out of nowhere.
Damn, I think I was like a late bloomer. I think I was somewhere around like sixth or seventh grade. I think I was
really?
So wait, how old was I?
Nah, I fucked my sister's baby doll and shit came out. I remember that distinctly,
a baby
bro.
Doll?
It was just a thing. It's like a pillow or a baby doll.
Couch cushion?
I don't think I ever came with a couch cushion.
You don't come, but you dabble. Be like, couch looking thick as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to make that a bit on stage. I still might want to, just but like, dudes are the horniest things ever created because like we, at some point in our life, looked at like a couch cushion and were like, I'd beat.
Oh, yeah.
And you waited till nobody's home and you're like,
yup.
What's it feel like in this suede? And you put it in and you're like,
Doesn't feel good. Yo, why do you think they call it a love seat? God damn.
Futon panini dick press. Ha! If there was ever a couch to bang, it'd definitely be a futon. You like get to lick your fingers, smack the top over.
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably the best thing to do. Little pink, pink, pink. Make yourself an Italian sandwich.
If you got the plastic on the couch, you fold it over, boom, banging a flashlight with a condom.
Dude, walk into a house where there's fucking plastic on the thing?
Yeah.
What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
Were you guys a take your shoes off at the front door type family?
No.
I never was, and I hated that.
I hated it. I actually am now. I don't like reprimand people for not taking their shoes off, but I'm a take my shoes off guy.
But the thing is, it's like you have 13 pairs of shoes by the front door. And it's like, if you see those and keep going about your own way, that's a power move on your end. Or you're saying, I don't give a fuck about your place.
Yeah.
Like if I went to your house,
right,
saw you had all the shoes, I was like, well... These are high tops. I ain't taking these off. There are certain shoes where I'd be like, if I went to a certain person's house, I'm like,
yes.
God damn it. I got unlaced Converse, motherfucker.
Yeah.
This isn't even the nice of a house.
I'm wearing rollerblades. You know how fucking long does it take me to unlace Rose, man? Dude.
Do you think Sonic employees on their lunch break unloosen their rollerblades like a girl taking off their bra after a long day at work?
They're 100%.
Like, those feet must smell rancid.
Yuck.
Dip them bad boys in some tartar sauce. Do you like tartar sauce? What is tartar sauce?
Tartar sauce is, let me guess. Tartar sauce is mayonnaise, relish, and I think that's it. but I fuck with tartar sauce very heavy. You ever dunk a fucking fish stick in tartar?
I like that.
Sauce?
You know what I like even better?
What?
Maybe the same? Cocktail sauce.
Cocktail sauce.
I did not see that.
Cocktail sauce. Really? You like cocktail sauce more than tartar sauce?
I don't know about more. Wait, a good fish stick? Not tartar sauce, I think.
Yeah.
That sounds a little too creamy, though.
Cocktail sauce is for shrimp, and that's it. What else do you dunk tartar sauce, or cocktail sauce in?
Fish sticks?
No.
Anything you can.
Yeah, I mean, you could dunk anything, and if anything you want, you could put an M&M in there, but it's not going to be good. You can put a fish stick in tartar sauce. I mean, cocktail sauce?
You can. I did it.
Cocktail sauce is just white salsa. White people salsa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is very much so.
Yep.
Jesus.
Oh, we were talking about before the podcast. This is what I want to get into. You said if you were having back issues.
Yeah.
Right? And then you said, I wish I could just update my body.
Yeah, I can get a new iPhone every 2 years. I got to be stuck with this.
Yeah. And it's not great.
This shit malfunctioning.
It looks great in clothes.
My home button cracked. Somebody put the thumbs on the lower region. Unlock.
Speaking of unlock, how fucking annoying is it that you have to motherfucking, you can't use Face ID? Stupid ass masks. Can't use Face ID.
You gotta do the
Yeah. No, I don't even do it.
I'm gonna try to do some dumb shit and be like, the new Apple iPhone 12 mask recognition.
Of course they're gonna do that. They're gonna do eye sockets.
They're taking out the charger next one. You hear that?
I don't even get that. What do you mean?
That makes, like, honestly, I wasn't shocked by that at all. They're the same asshole company. Which I love Apple products. I have them all. I'm a fucking puppet to them. Whatever.
Yeah.
The same asshole company that when you open the phone, you see two earpieces and you're like, oh, wow, it comes with AirPods. And then you take it off and then the wires are chilling like, gotcha, bitch. That shit is so petty on so many levels because they don't need to do that.
They just, do not need to. Like,
don't.
Yep.
It hurts.
How upset do you think motherfucking headphones are with wires now, like the ones that they make? Do you know what I mean? Those headphones are like
straight into the drawer.
Yeah, or you like strangle your kid with it. So, but you don't use it. You don't put them. If I see people walking down the street with wires, I'm like, you good? What you need? Right? You depressed?
Is everything okay at home?
Yeah.
Skull candies. Oh, fuck. R.I.P.
Are skull candies even good? There's some people with skull
candies. They're just like, they're like high school headphones. They're just like $20. They're noise canceling. They work.
Right. Everyone, because it went from skull candy to Beats, and then everyone just got AirPods.
Yeah, Beats were hot for a second.
So long.
If you had Beats by Dre.
And I'm going to be honest, they're very average.
Yeah. I mean, it was all about how sleek they looked. They were like the first ones, because usually the over-ear ones had like that giant like metal bar on the side.
Yeah.
It was true. Like, what? These were like the first ones that kind of looked like sleek. And like, I think it's a lot about, like we were talking about earlier, if Kylie Jenner wears some shit, everybody will buy it. Like a lot of the basketball players will always wear Beats.
Yeah.
And you see them walking out of that tunnel going to the game, and they got Beats on, you're like, well, I'm LeBron James.
Yeah, I gotta be Sean Kemp.
Yeah, exactly. When I walk outside to play badminton, I want to look dope. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Huh.
Listening to some over-the-ear headphones doing anything, you feel like you could conquer.
Yeah, you feel like you have your own soundtrack.
Yeah.
I feel so... because
AirPods
to wear,
don't do that.
No. I used to wear Beats all the time when I was living in New York, and you ever like bump a good song when you're walking down the streets of Manhattan?
You
feel like you're in a fucking movie.
Oh, yeah, man. I've done that. I like listening to music right on my way to shows or something. And
I can't do that. You do that. I can't do that.
It'll be like quick. Like, it's not like all the way up until like I'm on, but like just to like when I'm walking to the comedy club, or like if I'm in the green room and I just like want to like a quick little like,
it's a good boost. Just,
it does. I do think music changes like how you feel.
So yeah,
there's a few go-to songs that I'll like throw on, and then I'll be like, oh, we in here. And it's the whole, you feel like you're in this whole world thing, right? Like I'm walking through the back entrance of the comedy club and you got like a backpack on, your head's down, you're just like grooving, and then people are just like, oh, well, you know, and then it's just like, it's like,
you remember comedy?
Comedy! Shit!
Oh, dude, speaking of comedy, I just did an outdoor show.
What was that?
In San Diego. Dude, it was really fun, man. It was
really
super weird. There was like 70 cars. It was like a good show in terms
in
of
the
amount of
outside the car.
In. So you know what the laughter was?
Lights.
Lights and horns.
I don't like that.
Weird.
Yeah, I was wondering about that when you did the Kyle show. I was like,
yeah, when
did you guys think the honking was distracting, or was it like... Nice.
It's in the same way that when you're performing and instead of laughing, somebody goes, yeah.
Okay.
Or like when somebody in front's like, that's so relatable. You're like, then laugh.
Yes.
It's recognition. It's better than silence by 1,000,000%. Yeah. But it's something about like, there's something about sitting in the moment of like when a laughter kind of like builds and then you feel the rise and you feel the come down. Horn, it's like, and then you're like, okay, we get it. Do you hate me or is that funny?
Right.
Yeah, there's no way to build momentum at all. Like there's exactly. No, you can't ride a laugh wave. You don't know where to like hit it again. Like it's just, so you're playing, I mean, you're doing stand up, but you're like playing a different instrument. It's just, it's weird. But like after a minute you get used to it and you go, okay, this is what a laugh is. It's a bunch of honks and lights. So then like, that's what it becomes. So then it just got fun. But I was just being a lunatic. I was doing bits, but I was just being fucking crazy. Yeah. There's this one woman that just kept yelling out, just going, ah! And I just started yelling back. I was just being crazy. But like, I had so much fun.
I think everybody's going crazy. It would be so hard to just like, just sit back and be like, this is normal again. Laughter. Right. If I was in the crowd, I would want to be like, we're back. We're right, guys. Like, I feel like so many people are just itching to be the funny guy, the center of attention for anything. Yeah. They've been the center of attention of their house and they live alone. They just want some recognition to be like people, you know?
Yeah. I thought it was going to feel weird to be on stage in that context. It didn't. It felt very.
No, and that's how I felt with the Kyle thing. Yeah. I was nervous as fuck for that.
Oh, my God.
Like,
of course.
Once you like, you get the microphone and it kind of like comes all back. It's like the whole like. It just comes flooding back to you.
I will say, though, the Arizona show that we did, I felt very rusty. Like, the first 2 minutes, I felt really kind of weird, and then I found the flow. But for this show, I felt good. Like, I felt good the moment I got up there. Maybe because there was less of a lapse in between the AZ show to the San Diego show versus, like, the first shutdown to AZ.
Yeah, we also were like, oh, yeah, Arizona, if I can go, you know, fucking 3 months without doing it, and then in Arizona, I get back and it's fine. Yeah, I remember the first time I got on that Arizona show, I, like, didn't even make eye contact with anyone. My, like, posture was, like, it just felt awkward. Like,
it felt really, I mean, it's, like, it's just the old adage of, like if you don't ride a bike for a while, like, you know how to do it, but
you
it feels.
You know how to ride a bike?
Huh?
You know how to ride a bike?
Yeah, you about to tell me right now you don't ride a bike?
No, but okay. The lady doesn't. So if you're listening, we still need to get you some lessons. She doesn't know how to ride a bike.
You don't know how to ride a bike?
She just handles so much money at her job, just like doing real, very intelligent shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't know how to ride a fucking Schwinn.
Does she not know how to cut a sandwich? It's like, what, dude? It's the same thing. Just get on a bike and it's just balance.
But is it one of those things that's like, it seems so simple that you just don't know? Like that, like it's mind blowing to me.
Did you ever try?
I don't know, but if I want to really fuck with her day, well, I'm going to get on a tandem bike and then just hop off and let her figure it out. And I'm going to be like, you'll get the hang of it, honey. And then just watch it go off into the sunset.
Yo, it's such an easy thing.
But there's some of those things where it's like, I feel like, there's like kind of three things in that realm. It's like learning how to swim, riding a bike, and then losing your virginity. At a certain age, it becomes more of just like, it's too weird to even, like, I know a guy, he's my age, and he's still a virgin. But he's a normal guy, he's chill, but it's like, how do you...
Pay someone. You just pay someone. You just, at that point, you go to Uruguay and you give them 400 Prussian francs or whatever the fuck they use there. And you say, bring me a woman.
I stand corrected.
Or a dude, whatever. Whatever you're into.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I'm doing. Bring me anything.
I think he's thinking about it too logistically. It's like he'll go on a date and then afterward, it's like he's so in his head. It's
right.
The same shit. If you're a 27-year-old man and you don't know how to swim, you're like, well, I'm not going to fucking learn today. Get next to me, just learn how to say the word crocodile, and he's already doing the backstroke.
Yeah, you can't get in a pool when you're 31 and try to put on floaties.
But I'm not saying, like, if you're a virgin at 27, you just call it quits and make it a virgin for life. But it becomes more of a pressure on top of you, like, every day, because you're like, I still have it, I gotta get rid of it. It's like a ticking time bomb.
Right. But I think when you become an adult, let's just take the virginity out of the table real quick. If you're an adult, you don't know how to swim or you don't know how to ride a bike, I think at some point you just go, all right. I'll pay someone to teach me how to swim.
Or you just be like, I'm an adult. I'll fucking drive a car. I don't need a bike.
I understand, but it's just weird. You don't know how to ride a bike? Like, it's just get on and pedal that bitch. Listen.
It really is.
I'm happy that your relationship's going great. I couldn't date anyone who didn't know how to ride a bike. What else you don't know? How you gonna hold our kid? You don't have to ride. How you gonna teach our kid how to ride a bike? Bitch, you don't even know how to ride a bike.
We're teaching them together.
No, no. What? I'm gonna be on the road. You don't. What?
It blew my mind. I was like,
I don't like her anymore.
I was like, you're fucking with me, right? No, I just like never. That's some rich people shit though. Not knowing how to ride a bike. That's like, oh, we didn't do that as kids. We played inside.
That's hilarious.
The outside, no. The activities, no.
No, there's danger out there.
Yeah, why would I do that when my limo is parked in the driveway?
With those poor trees.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's just like, I don't know. I just feel like maybe that's like so like natural to me because like that's all we did as kids was me like too. Ride bikes, skateboard, and scooter. I fucking got down on a Razor scooter. I fucking love those things. Those are the only things I was decent at.
I don't think you were.
I'll bunny hop the shit over some tits right now.
How big are the tits?
A cups.
How big you think your tits are? A cups?
Bro, I'll tell you, if I was a girl, I'd have such a rack.
Do you think so?
I know so.
If I was a girl, I'd have a big ass dick.
If you were a girl?
Huh?
What? Did you just say?
I'm just fucking around. Oh no, so.
Yeah. I'm just fucking around. I'm just playing. Anyways, guavas are crazy, huh? Papayas.
Papayas
huh?
are the same shit.
Nah, because I feel like I have that body of like that. I wouldn't have an ass, right? I have very little ass, but the tits would be immaculate.
I think I'll bussing. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
They wouldn't hold up without a bra.
No, you took them off.
They'd be chilling.
Yeah, they'd hit your Achilles tendon. You took them off.
They got wings from the back.
God damn.
Just fucking posted.
Yo, them sag. Dude, listen, the saggy ones. I can't. When you take off the bra. And then they hit your own belly button. Ow!
How you gonna nutsack on your chest? Dude, but like, I still go through my phases of just like some big titty porn, just some dumb sized tits.
Really?
It's literally like that inner like teenager in me being like horny, and then just being like, show me a tit, just because I've said this on this podcast before. The first porn website I ever went to was boobs.com.
It's really funny.
It's
man.
So funny. I had the whole internet and I was like, fuck. And it was a website. I don't know if it still is.
Maybe. It's got
to
be a website.
If it's not, I'll buy the domain right now and it'll go straight to my website. It's crazy. You can do that. You can buy a domain and redirect it somewhere. So you could be like, fuck, I don't know, Barack Obama nudes. And then it just goes to TrevorWalls.com.
Yep, that's really funny. I don't know who the fuck. The first porn I ever did was mom.com. if you were a girl, you'd have some big knockers, no butt.
What do you think your traits would be?
I think I'd have A cups. I think I'd be like a volleyball player. Like I have
volleyball
like
a good
I have
ass, like, though.
I'm sorry?
Volleyball players got a great ass.
That's what I think I would be, man.
You think you'd have ass?
I think I would have A cups and I would have a thin waist and like a not like a crazy butt, but like a butt where you like you can't tell from the front, but I turn a little bit to the side because I got to tie my shoe. And all the boys in high school are like, ah, damn, when did Michelle get an ass?
Number 13.
Huh? Spike me, bitch.
That's what all right.
And I would have short hair.
Really?
Yeah. I'd
Amber
be one of
those short? Or yup. Really?
Oh, not like shape. You know, remember Melissa Milano? Alyssa Milano. Remember she had short hair?
I don't watch
hair?
Movies. Who's that?
She's an actress. Whatever, but like you know those short like emo cuts, not like
pixie
a shaved
cut.
Head, pixie cut. Yeah, thank
pixie
you.
Pixie cut. Can somebody show me a picture of that? I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, I have like show them like that. Yeah,
whoa.
I would have that shit. Yup, I would have that shit. Skinny waist, A cup titties.
You've thought about this long hard.
Yeah, I would.
Why that hair?
I'll tell you what. I would become what I want to fuck.
Yeah, you'd be a goth girl.
Yup, I'd wear safety pins everywhere. You hate goth women.
No,
you don't
I'm
hate
for
them.
It.
You just you.
I'm for it.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know this.
Some of that, like, there's a fine level of goth between like fucking like Slipknot in my asshole, and then kind of like just
into
like
into it.
But there's a fine line of like, I don't know if it's goth. They're kind of like there's this DJ Alice in Wonderland, so bad.
Yeah.
Have you seen her? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Please bring a picture.
But it's not like a goth. It's like I don't know what you'd call it.
Hold on.
Hold up.
Oh, God. I hate when I'm trying to type something quick.
Oh, you should not.
Bug it. Let me see this. Fuck. Oh my shit!
Yeah.
Dude, are you kidding? Who is this?
She's DJ.
Not 904K. I could still get in there.
No, I don't know about that.
No, there's no way.
She's like a massive world DJ.
Oh my god, I see her feet. God damn. Well, hold up.
We're gonna take five.
What do you got in your? What does it say? Dance something clean. Let me see your toes. Her eyes. What the fuck? Who is this? Who is this?
She's a DJ. She's an Australian DJ too. Australian, I don't know where she is. She has an accent.
Oh, she has
an. Would you call this like goth or like what is that? What does that look?
I think that's punk.
Punk?
Yeah, nah. like a little punk look. That's not. Maybe that's definitely not goth. That might be. I don't know the difference. Gabriel, can you look this up? Can you look up the difference between emo and goth? I really don't know the difference. I think goth, they might like drink alligator blood, and then emo might just
emo's like sad. Goth is more like, well, fuck.
Yeah, I think they're both.
I think there's some overlap, but emo is more like, like sad, kind of depressed shit. And emo. Goth is more like a little more safe.
I feel like goth is more like embrace it.
Sure. Yeah, that sounds right.
Like I'm a ghoul. All right. Well, you're also named Keith, but sure.
Yeah, it's Keithathan.
Well, Allison, if you're a fan of the podcast or myself, we'd love to have you on. We will sit Michael in a different room.
But so that's your like level though? That's what the reason you brought her up?
Yeah, like that's kind of like what comes to my mind of like a that type of like if you're like what's a cute edgy goth type look. It's not goth.
Right.
Like,
it's not goth. I really think it's punk. Am I wrong, Gabriel? What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean she looks like a DJ. It's kind of alt, I guess.
Okay. She's like alternative. But, Echo Parkish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's something
Silver Lake.
It's so the opposite of me and what has surrounded me my entire life. I think that's why it's so hot to me. Just like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Look at your
wait me?
No. That's hilarious.
So I was zoned out for a second. It's like, did I miss an important question here?
What would you update on your body? That's what we're getting to.
I don't know. I just like I want the insides, like I want a new, because my stomach's all fucked up now. I can't eat the same shit I used to. Just like give me what I had when I was like 20, where I could just house a 9-layer burrito at 4 a.m. Yeah. Wake up and be like, we're good, we're fine. I butt chugged a 4 Loko, we're good.
Is there not like a pill or something that can like coat your stomach so you're not gonna worry about fucking eating gluten?
I don't know. But I just wish I could just like reset every once in a while. It's like I'm fine with how I look, right?
Yeah.
My nose could be a little smaller.
What would you change? This is a good question. What would you change if you had like unlimited whatever and you like?
I just wish I could just re-update my body to be like a newer version, kind of like a new iPhone. Nothing changes.
Yeah.
But you get something new. Maybe my belly button's gone. I don't fucking know. If I had to change something, it would probably be
one thing. You only can change one thing.
Dick reduction size.
Reduction. Tube hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, dude, I have the same problem, dude.
You know, that's why I wear tube socks. I gotta. It'd be so funny. You know, we were talking about that earlier. Like, yeah, you ever tuck it in your waistband? Some dude in the corner who's just like 7'2". He's like, y'all don't tuck it in your Adidas high tops?
I have a holster. You got a holster?
Realistically, I'd probably get a nose job.
What type of nose do you want? Like Gabe's? Like a little cute one?
I would just trim some of the.
It's not a haircut.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe.
Like, I just chisel it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't have to clip the nails, but file it a little. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Just because I got this little divot right here.
Yeah.
My nose looks fine straight up front, right?
Yeah.
And the lady says I have she likes my nose.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't.
She can't ride a bike. Who the fuck?
Oh, she just likes it because it looks like half a Mercedes-Benz logo. Just fucking bing. It kind of does.
Go ahead, sorry.
But I would just like take like a little bit off the top. You know, just give me a number 3 on the sides. Trim it up. Give me a tight taper on the nose.
Take a manscape on that bitch.
Yeah, exact manscape.
Yeah.
Are they sponsoring this ad?
I don't think so.
I love them. I was talking about this earlier. Great product. Whatever. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, just trim a little off the top just so it's more, because it's not, the sides are fine. It's just like a little extra on the top.
You know? Just a little shoot, shoot, shoot.
There's a root beer float when it's overflowing. But then again, like, my nose isn't massive, massive big.
No, there are. You ever seen George Mirasan?
What?
Yeah.
Mirasan?
George Mirasan. He was 7'6". He was in the NBA for like maybe like 10 seasons.
I thought he was a scientist.
No. His nose looks like if I did my knee.
George Mirasan?
George Mirasan. I used to tell Andrew Schultz that he looked like him. He didn't not like it. he just I think he's from like Lithuania or something, some one of those white countries.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, he's a 7'6" guy. And he's got a hog of a nose. So I'm just saying, like, you know, if you get a taper, he needs to get a new one.
Yeah, but he's also a millionaire, so
yeah, he's doing fine.
He's doing that. What would you change?
I would be taller. I would be like, I'm 5'9 right now.
Really 5'9, 5'9? Like 5'9.
You think I'm shorter or taller?
I don't know.
Yeah, 5'9 on the nose bot. I feel like you don't believe me.
I don't know. I've just like 5'9 is such a jokey number.
You say my height's jokey?
No. But like the internet is very much like, this is how dudes who 5'9 be, you know, like,
oh, wait,
like,
it's
it's like almost like a meme of a height. If you're 5'8, that's fine. It's like 5'10, that's fine. But like for whatever reason, 5'9 is the one that gets attacked the most.
Yeah, I do.
Maybe it's a Twitter thing, but people are always attacking people who are 5'9".
I don't ever see that. So I'm 5'9".
You don't see a lot of things.
God damn, what's on top of the top rope?
Shit.
Oh, can you get it on top of the refrigerator?
Have you hooked up with a girl that's a lot taller than you?
Yeah, I did it once and I couldn't do it again. I felt like a little bitch-ass bitch. We were the same height and she wore Converse with the same fucking height. And then we went to I think I tell this on the podcast. I don't care.
I don't know.
I'll tell you again. And then we went to her birthday party and she was this model girl. She was very hot and we went to her birthday party and she wore heels. God damn, I felt like a little bitch. She was bringing me around, me and all her friends. And I was like holding her hand like a little bitch. And hi, Michael. It was terrible, dude. And I wore my big shoes. I wore Timberlands. I still was a bitch.
You stuffed it with index cards.
I tried.
Old Spanish note cards up in that bitch, being like,
stuff with two
like, what do you do here? Do the balloons? You're like, I'll lay pipe. They're like, no, you don't.
Pipe cleaner.
I give her that good thumb? Question mark.
I give her that golf pencil, bitch.
If a girl compared your penis to a golf pencil.
God damn.
Oof. Any noise can be detrimental to a guy's ego. It's funny because like we have such like as men, you're like, yeah, I got a fucking ego. Da, 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 da. Nothing can take me down. But any noise that's not like, ooh, when she like sees your dick for the first time. If it's like,
anything high pitch, unless it's, damn. It's like, I can't. I don't think I've ever had a girl make a noise when I took my dick out.
Really? I've had like, oh.
Oh, that's, I don't
what
like.
Is, what does that mean? It's not positive, it's not negative. It's just neutral. It just didn't need to be said.
I will say, sounds like I was expecting something smaller and thank God it's not. That seems like that.
Still, that means I radiate little dick energy.
I think you do.
What?
I do. For sure I do. 100%. I'm loud as fuck. I make noise all the time. You don't think I radiate small dick energy? 100%. I think every time I take my dick out, a girl's like, oh God, thank God. I feel like majority of people I hook up with think I got like just a fucking little thumbtack in the dick.
Okay, I think little dick energy is the same way of like dudes who can't fight. They're loud and boasting because they're trying to make a scene because they can't actually fight.
And they didn't have a father. You know what I mean? Like that.
Do you feel like is that for the same thing with the dick? Like, I feel like the dudes who are always like quiet and low-key get hosed the most.
Yeah.
Probably got that. Dodger dog. You ever had a Dodger dog?
No.
Really?
Are they huge?
They're massive. You ever had a dog? They stick out of the bun an insane amount. It's like an NBA guy like laying on literally a child's bed. It's literally the bun is maybe the size of your palm.
Yeah.
And then it's just a disrespectful amount of wiener just coming out. Whatever reason, people at Dodger Stadium are like, it's a Dodger dog. You got to get it. They're, don't get me wrong. They're great. But it's like, why not more bread? Is that how LA we are? We're like, less bread, more meat.
I'm really thinking that some of this like stuff that these like stadiums have, or even like a company has, they fucked up.
Just mistakes.
They fucked up, and people still bought it, and they're like, no, we meant to do that. It's like,
yeah,
but or did you no.
Like certain places that have like some meal on a menu, and like this is our signature item. It's like, I get that. But you also just combined four plates onto one. Yes. And now there's this.
Yes.
That's like when candies do this a lot. They'll sell like Andy's Mints, right? They have that shit. They're amazing. Andy's Mints.
Oh my God.
But they'll sell those with like bags of just like the niblets. And I'm like, is that just the shit that fell off the belt?
Yes. The answer is yes. Dude, why do you think they got chicken nuggets? There's just a bunch of random shit off a chicken. And they're like, well, we're not going to just throw this away. Oh. Let's mash it all together and make it a chicken, quote unquote, nugget. And we love them. I fucking love chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets are great. I don't know if there's a better two-piece, like a two, not ingredient, but like two-step process. Chicken breading.
Dunk it. Chick-fil-A sauce. Come on my car.
Yeah, it's great.
When was the last time you fucked in a car?
A couple months ago.
Oh, well, I do declare. Let me pull up a mint julep and let me hear this story, goddamn.
Well, somebody called a tow truck, goddamn. It was, I think it was on like a weekend, and I was doing work or editing or some shit. I was staying up late, and the lady was off at some event, and she was like wing woman, or like she was like helping a friend out. She was just literally being a person there. And then she's like, this sucks. You want to come by? And I drove by and then literally like picked her up at this like an apartment, but it's kind of like, it feels like a hotel.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, I know what you
mean. Some high rise shit. Yeah. Pulled up, and I like said the name of the front. Hi, I'm here for so and so. Pulled up, got her, went to like a literally right next to some like golf course. Wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
Got the newt. And then just dropped right back off.
That's okay. That's great. I thought you were like, and now you have the night with her. You hit it in the car.
I was probably there and back 45 minutes.
That's phenomenal.
That's great.
Man, you got a great girl, dude. She don't know how to drive a bike, but she's a good girl. That's fucking phenomenal, dude.
She know how to get a unicycle up. Fuck. Oh, who's the first dumbass to be like, unicycle? You have to, if you poor. Ride unicycles.
You poor shit, bitch.
Somebody in your family better be in a goddamn circus. There was always some asshole, I feel like, in every like high school, maybe or maybe not, there'd be some guy who would just to ride a unicycle. And you're like,
how are you going to know? How are you going to just let everybody know that you're a virgin? Like,
but it's such a statement. You have to wear one of those like newspaper milkman hats when you ride one of those.
Yeah, you got to wear the one of those like fucking propeller help just fucking hats.
You know what else I don't like is those electric skateboards or the skateboards. Have you seen them? It's a wheel in the middle, then the planks on the side.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Fall off a cliff. Every single one of you guys.
Yeah.
Fall off a cliff. I hate it. Get a car. Yeah. Get a car. What is all these weird ass modes of transportation? Yeah. Just get a car.
I do want to buy my own bird scooter. I didn't know you could do that. That'd be great.
What?
I didn't know you could do that either.
You can buy your own bird scooter. I think it's like $1,500.
Hold on. Like from bird or like just.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
So cool. Just have a bird scooter right around town.
It would be kind of cool.
Be sick as fuck.
But like, where are you going to go? You can't go anywhere past like a mile. All
right.
You know what I mean?
But dude, honestly, like something about just hopping on a bird, you'll feel better. Like if I'm just stressed out with work, I'll be like, time to bird, bitch.
That's true. But it sounds lovely. But you'll do it for 2 weeks and you'll never ride it again.
Yeah.
Never. You're going to ride a bird scooter to 7-Eleven? No. You're going to get in your fucking car like an adult and then drive and have sex with your girl in the car and then come home.
Bang on a bird scooter?
I don't think you could do that.
You could.
Maybe you could use a handle to put it in there.
Couldn't you be she in front, you riding, and then she hit a speed bump and you...
Oh, I don't know. I'm too short to get in there.
Like, I don't know. I'm in my booster seat back there. When was the last time you done nutted in a car?
Well, this is my last girlfriend. She got a new SUV and she wanted to like christen it.
Oh.
Yeah, we were literally at her apartment. Like, we could have just fucked in the bed. Yeah. But she was like, let's go in the car, like, be more adventurous, whatever. I'm going to be honest. Like, I don't, like, even with the SUV with the seats down, like, there's enough room. I don't, like, love it. It's no, like, I got rug burn and shit. And I'm, like, looking around to see if, like.
Yeah, the paranoia is weird. Yeah. I'm all paranoid about just, like, that type of stuff.
Yeah, and I'm just like, we're not, we were on like a major street, like parked on a side. It was, we weren't in like a like secluded place. Yeah,
somebody's trying to reroute park their Tesla right next to
100%. People walking by with their kids and stuff, talking about ice cream.
When I did this, I went down some street and then I go to park. And then she's like, all right, this works. And I was like, this is too open. She's like, what are you worried about? I was like, everything.
Everything.
There's no cars on the street. And if there's one parked car at 2 a.m. on a Saturday, you're either smoking or you're smoking cock.
Oh, shit. Also, I don't think women really, really appreciate the fact that we got to stay hard. That's a feat. That's a feat, bro. Like, get hard is the one thing, right? But then you got to stay hard. If you're fucking and people walking by, I can't focus.
I will say once you drowned out like all that those guys, you're good, you know. But getting up,
right?
It's you gotta essentially feel comfortable to be like, we good? We, oh shit! All right, cool.
Yeah.
The sprinkler goes off, and I'm like, fuck, we gotta go, cops, to get this sprinkler, you bitch. And I'm like, well, maybe he can get you wet.
Oh god damn! I'm gonna give you some sprinkle. Gabriel,
where are we?
Yeah, it's sock talk time.
Are you riding? Are you?
All right, we got a question here from Ocho.
Chad? Ocho Cinco?
Ocho
Didn't
Cinco.
Didn't you change the name to Ocho Cinco?
I love it.
Great.
Ocho Cinco.
Why not?
Hold on, I'm so dumb. Cinco means one?
Cinco's five.
Cinco de Mayo.
So he was 85? I thought he was 88. I don't know. Cinco Ocho? The Chad Johnson, right?
Yeah.
I thought he was 88. Am I wrong? I guess I'm wrong, obviously. All right, sorry. Ocho, let's do it.
All right, Ocho says, if the world explodes, what would your final words be?
God damn!
It would realistically just be fuck. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Probably what the fuck?
Also, if the world exploded, would you have time?
No. You'd have to, like, Elon Musk would have let you know this about to explode.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Didn't they say, like, if the sun burns out, we wouldn't know that the sun stopped?
Because we'd be dead so fast?
But no, it's like the rays, it takes so long for it to hit the earth. Like the sun could go all the way out, but we'd still have light for a certain amount of time.
Oh, really?
Maybe I was high watching Bill Nye. Who knows? But
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's just interesting. I don't know. It's too hard to know any of those last words. But like in every action movie, like any last words, it doesn't matter. Why? What? Just kill them already.
Yeah, also, why are you always going to give someone an opportunity to get away?
And they never say anything cool. They'll be like, the money was in the fucking glove compartment. Well, how much can you fit in there? 250 in ones?
Max. A max? And it's fucking Monopoly money? What's happening?
Any last words?
Any last
potato
words?
Potato salad's trash. Oh, hey, you shut the fuck up.
Any last words? I fucked your mom on Tuesday. What? All right, real quick, slight tangent. Last meal. You're on death row.
Ugh.
What's your meal?
Do you know yours?
I could probably conjure it in my brain.
Where you at? I just want to know, like.
So I'm gonna. This is what this is gonna
can
be.
You order in from places.
You can have a cornucopia of type of shit.
Right.
You don't have to have just
I'm
Burger King or just whatever.
Ignorant. I'm talking.
Yeah.
A Chick-fil-A patty in between Krispy Kreme donuts.
That honestly, dude, that's phenomenal. That would be really good.
Why not?
I would do Alaskan, a half a pound of Alaskan king crab legs, extra butter, then chicken and waffles from Roscoe's.
Okay.
And then I would do and collard greens from Roscoe's. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm starving.
That's pretty solid.
Dude, Roscoe chicken and waffles, yo.
Do you know how sad that'd be for the chef? They're like, hey, did you get the order from Michael? Yeah. We're picking up right now. It's an inmate's last meal. He's just like picking the best piece of chicken.
Yeah.
He spells out with chicken pieces. Get well soon. Wait, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I'll see you on the flip side. If there was a restaurant.
But dude, I wonder if those chefs know. Because they get it. From like places,
I don't think they know. Well, when they see the delivery address,
yeah,
you got an Uber driver. He's like, "We're here with a drop off for
you dead in 10 minutes."
Wait, what? Charlie? Man? Oh, all right. So should I not spit in this one?
What a Uber Eats driver that would be.
Gabe, what's the question? Where
Gabe Skriel?
Yeah, let's see one more sock talk.
That was a question.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what we said, our last thing, whatever.
Yeah, so this is from Jen Grieve, who says, what body part would you not mind losing?
A lot of body parts this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tonsils? Or are we talking like,
I think that's cheating.
External?
Yeah, I think that's cheating if you pick something like gallbladder. I don't need that shit. But I think I wouldn't mind losing. I mean, I guess like a fucking pinky?
It's like a toe?
Yeah. Oh, I think a toe's better. Yeah,
like toes, you can hide it.
A pinky
weird
toe.
About like, if you just don't have a finger, like it's for no reason at all, it becomes a thing, you know? Well, obviously there's a reason, but like everywhere you go, that's all people look at. You're so, like,
yeah,
just, I was in the war.
But it's also, what type of person are you and what circumstances do you put yourself in to lose fingers? Like
my grandpa lost a finger.
Yeah, nightmare.
He was saw. He was
oh, like, yeah, you did some of this.
And then he just, what the fuck? I mean, what? And that's before his cell phone. What was he looking at? How was he sidetracked? Girl with an ass walked by. Oh, shit, sharing it. Oh, fuck. And I guess they like,
what's your number?
But it's just annoying because, like, now you're not Michael Blaustein. Oh, is that the dude with the finger? That's so stupid how people like take a small disability and like label you as that. I hate that shit.
So you're going what?
Pinky toe.
Yeah, I think honestly, like as much as I like feet, I would go toes because I feel like that's the most thing you could conceal.
Would that be a deal breaker for you? Bad. She's amazing. So hot.
Yeah.
Her right foot, beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Left foot. She goes, I lost two toes.
Which ones?
In a scooter accident. Left two.
The left two?
Pinky and the whatever.
Fine.
What if really? They're separated? So it's like the index toe and like the ring
rock
toe.
On with their feet.
I call her a goalpost.
Not through it.
Goal!
She puts one foot behind it. What if it's the big toe? I feel like the big toe is where direct hit in the mouth hole every time.
Yeah, if she...
Where do you... Was that the favorite toe to suck on?
Which one?
Big toe.
Nah, I like the little end toes.
But that's what I said they were missing.
Yeah, but
end toes.
I like the end
toes. First of all, what? Why?
I don't know. They're little and cute. The big toes sometimes too big.
Well, ain't fucking gagging on it.
Sometimes
you're fucking sucking their feet. Krusty the Clown got it.
I mean, sometimes I've somebody deep throw them bitches. Oh.
I don't. I need to interview a girl you've hooked up with podcast.
We're going.
I just want to know, like, what's going through your mind when you get fucking gagged, when you hear a man gagging on a big toe?
It's true. I would like to know as well. I never asked.
I hope not.
The main thing that I would really like to know, and sometimes I do ask this, but sometimes I don't, was like, did you think it was going to be like this? Or did you think it was just going to be some regular?
I feel like you're very upfront, though. You're like if people know you, they like, he like feet.
Yeah. I feel like I try to, like, if we're talking, I try to, like, let them know that I'm, like, a little dominant. Because if they don't like it, it's not going to work. So maybe they're not as surprised. I'm like, I feel like I'm more vocal now.
Yeah.
But, like, in college, I wasn't, like, super, super vocal about it. So I think it would, like, caught some people off guard. I would, let's see. Yeah, I mean, I guess to answer the question, I think pinky toe. Like the little, so you don't need that shit.
No.
I'm not trying to be a tennis athlete. That's not even phrased correctly. Gabriel, do we have any more?
Yeah, let's do Secret Star.
Secret. Are you writing? Are you writing?
What you are. Okay.
Ooh. I'm sorry for everybody listening. It was disgusting. And
I
apologize.
Very upset.
All right. This is an anonymous listener who says, my girlfriend left a shirt of hers in my laundry hamper last time she stayed the night. Just a few minutes ago, I picked it up and I took a big whiff of it. Now I'm considering hiding it somewhere, hoping she forgets that she left it here so I can use it to get her scent while I beat my meat. Does this make me a pervert?
No. I've done it. I've never taken someone's shirt, whatever, but I understand where he's coming from. I think a girl's scent, especially in the beginning of a relationship, is so, it's like so hot. I feel like that's how I know that I like a girl. There was two girlfriends ago. She left her jacket at my place one time. I like caught myself like smelling it. Sometimes I like smell like the pillow like afterwards. Then when they leave,
girls all about that shit too. Cause like you don't think you have a scent, but you do, right?
I
don't.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you have a scent. I'm like, I don't know what that is. But she borrowed one of my jackets, and then I went to like get it back because we were at the beach, and I was like cold, like little bitch. And then I was like, oh, can I get my jacket back? She's like, yeah. And then she sprayed her perfume on it and gave it back. It was like a almost like a mark in her territory.
I don't know.
It was weird to see.
That is weird. Also, I feel like if a girl wears your jacket long enough, like one wear, it smells like her anyways.
Literally.
Yeah.
A girl touches a napkin and it smells like juicy couture. Couture?
Yeah. Couture, yeah.
Couture?
Dude, this girl, she came to my place for some nights, whatever, and she was holding Greta a bunch of times. My dog smelled like her for like 2 days.
You just taped Greta under her nose? Little dog mustache? Shit!
I don't think yeah. That's weird, man. I don't think that's weird. I honestly think it's like the most natural thing that's ever been said on this podcast.
Yeah, I think subconsciously everybody deep down agrees with you. There would probably be some people in life that'd be like, yo, bro, that's kind of weird. Like, just look at porn. But like every dude, I think, would at some point be like, what's it?
I have never used a shirt or a jacket, or whatever, to jerk off with. That's a little different.
No, but if that gets you like, if that gets you in the zone.
Yeah, sure, that's also how you know if you like a girl. If you jerk off to a girl that you can have sex with, that's how you know you like a girl. When you like look back on like go to like her Instagram and like jerk off to like a girl that you just had sex with 3 days ago, or whatever.
The jerking off to Instagram that's too much.
What do you mean?
It's too weird.
Jerking off to like what, like a girl that you know or a girl that you're hooking up with Instagram?
Yeah.
What if she got some hot ass pictures?
No, for sure. But I don't like. I gotta associate my work and my play separately.
Right.
I'm scared I might a nut might hit the live button. Now I'm live on Instagram to 1.6 million people be like, fuck! Hold on, I was just jerking off to a picture of a pineapple on someone's ass.
Dude.
It's just like when I'm on Pornhub, incognito, the lights are off, the doors, it's like a separate world.
I can't believe you do incognito.
Yeah, it's my own laptop.
What?
Nobody uses my laptop, incognito.
For what though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
My own peace of mind.
I guess it does feel better though to have like to have everything just wiped just off, like, whatever.
It feel like my brain is more like it's more. Cause then I'm not like on my laptop looking up like, I don't know, like maps to Australia. And it's like, did you mean maps of girls' assholes? And I'm like,
yes, I did.
Expedia.com, kayak.com. Do they sell kayaks?
No.
Travelocity. All these travel sites make Trivago. Such dumb names. Kayak.com.
Kayak is horrendous.
Have you ever kayaked?
Have I ever?
This shit is trash.
I'll tell you what, I
kayaked down a river one time, and river's got a stream. Sorry to blow your guys' mind here.
What?
So I kayaked downstream. I was like, oh, is this tight? I brought a beer with me. I was like, it's cool. Then I was like, wait, I gotta get upstream. And literally every time I paddled, I would just stay in place because I wasn't stronger than
trash.
The current.
I just trash.
I think I walked it like a solid half mile, just dragging it. All the neighbors are like, this bitch. You just hear.
You ever whitewater rafted?
No.
That shit is so fun.
You ever been tubing on a boat?
On a boat?
Well, yeah, you get dragged
when it pulls
by a
you?
Boot. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That shit is, oh my God.
You ever been drunk as fuck on a pontoon boat and then watch your friend lose a finger? I did.
Really?
Fucking did worst. It was like,
what? We were just talking about losing a finger.
I know, I just thought about it right now.
It just a great time?
Burned into my memory.
What happened?
And we were all drunk and she jumped. Like, there's like, have you been on a pontoon boat?
What's a pontoon boat?
It's one of those big boats with the, I can't even describe it. Do you know what a pontoon boat is? It's a flatbed boat, and then it has like tubes.
I know what that is, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a party boat, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, anyways, but there's a little gate sort of to jump into the water.
Yeah.
And as she jumped, the boat moved, and so the gate closed. And as she jumped, the gate closed on her finger, and she jumped. And she lost, and they had to like dive and find the finger. Blah! Blah, 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 blah. I could still see
did
it.
Did they sew it back on?
I don't even know what happened.
You just lost.
I never talked to her again. I really never talked to her again.
Yeah, that was her thumb to unlock her phone. She didn't talk to anybody after that.
No.
That is crazy. Yeah. The tubing shit was, we'll wrap it up on that, but the tubing shit is so funny. And because like the parents were always in control of the boat. And then that was their one time to get payback from these little kids.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that.
And they would start it slow. And then you'd be like, oh, faster. And they'd be like, all right, bitch. Or at least be how I used to go. And they would fucking fly you off. And then be like, don't, bitch, you're going to talk shit about my furniture again.
I was such a kid that wanted to be good at everything that when I fell off, I'd be literally pissed. Like, I'd be fucking, I'd be mad at myself.
Wrecked.
Yeah.
I would fly off. And then just like that, like, grace period of like 0.0 seconds. That doesn't make sense. 0.01 seconds.
Yeah.
You're like free in the air and you're just like, oh shit. I'm a salmon. And then you, anyways, guys.
Holy shit.
What an episode. I got to say, this was recorded before I went to Wisconsin, so I don't know how the shows were, but let's pretend they were amazing. So coming up August 6th through the 8th, I'm going to be in Portland, Oregon. If you're around, pull up. And then August 20th through the 22nd, Indianapolis. All the tickets are on trevorwallacecomedy.com. Also, check out stiffsocks.com. It'll take you to a nice little landing page where you can find more information.
Guys, we got a website now, stiffsocks.com. We got a fucking website. It's amazing. Also, guys, every single Friday, we come up with a brand new episode. You have to go on patreon.com.
Full hour.
Full hour.
You know what's crazy about that?
What's up?
We have 40 hours of Patreon content on there now. 41 hours. So holy, if someone goes on there, it's even more than that. Some of the episodes are a lot longer, but it's like there's a giant catalog of stuff that, like,
well, people also hit us up and be like, yo, we binged like the Spotify in like 3 days. So then they're like, they feel like they're completed, but it's like, that's 40 hours of shit.
And
it tends to be a little more on the raunchy side, because that's where
And that's where we do the cool ass interviews every thousand. But yeah, dude, if you guys sign up for Patreon, you get obviously all the catalogs. You get 41 more hours. So yeah, do that or don't. But either way, we still guys love you. Still love you. Still guys love you. I'm exhausted, guys. I'm starving. I'm gonna have some crab legs. Goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.